In the past, Governor Herbert has stated that he feels a moral obligation to pursue his Healthy Utah plan. Perhaps that obligation has kept him going during months of talks he described as hard-fought with the U.S. Department of Health. At the core of that moral obligation, and incidentally at the core of many of his disagreements with federal officials, is a philosophical belief, one summed up in an analogy by the governor.
When people have needs, you know, I'm kind of the old school of, if you're hungry, we can give you a fish and feed you for a day, or we can teach you how to fish and you can feed yourself for a lifetime. I think that's a good principle. And it's kind of part of the culture of Utah. You know, we come from that pioneer spirit and can do, pull yourself by the bootstraps, help your neighbor. But work is an ethic that we have here in Utah that's helped make us successful beyond many other states, certainly in today's marketplace.
That element of Healthy Utah, that teach a man to fish element, has taken various forms over the past 8 months. For capable individuals eligible for Medicaid under an expansion plan, a work requirement has been Healthy Utah's main deviation from federally prescribed Medicaid expansion. Ultimately, Herbert got what he wanted on that point. Officials may be calling it a work effort instead of a work requirement now, but it effectively prioritizes employment as a major tenet of the plan.
As you come in the front door and ask for help for Healthy Utah, we're going to say, thank you, you've come to the right place. Let's do some analysis. Make sure you qualify based on the income parameters. And if you're able-bodied, we're going to give you an additional help here and say if you're not employed, we're going to help you with our Department of Workforce Services to get you employed. If you need more education, more training, more skills, we're going to help you so you can help yourself. Medicaid was always designed to be a temporary aid to those who are underemployed or don't have revenue out of work. Medicaid was aid to those who are in poverty. So we're going to help you get out of poverty.
It's been a long negotiation process with the federal government, but Herbert says the lengthy discussion has actually been advantageous for Utah officials.
As a result of our ongoing and hard negotiations, we are to this point today where of about 35 different issues, we've been granted most all of them in some form or fashion. We've been granted most flexibility probably of any state in America today that we have on the table. It's unprecedented in the flexibility they're giving to Utah.
Dr. David Patton, Executive Director of the Utah Department of Health and Herbert's point man for Healthy Utah, delves into some of the flexibility Herbert purports to have seized from the federal government.
We're able to charge premiums for adults over the poverty level. This is a new thing. A couple other states had it. We said we'd like that too. We're able to collect copays from all adults. Other states have had that too, but we said we want both. We want premiums and copays. And the federal government said, reluctantly, we will allow that. Okay? Automatically enroll adults who can work in a job program. The federal government has now said, okay, and no other state has been able to link these two with their Medicaid plan. Offer incentives for healthy behaviors. We want to be able to tell folks, look, if you do something that is good for you, that's helpful, we want to reward you for that. Use employer-sponsored insurance when available. We have one of the best rates in the country for employer-sponsored insurance, so let's take advantage of that. So if a person comes to us and says, we would like to enroll in Healthy Utah, we'll say, great, where are you employed? Do they have an insurance plan? If so, let's get you on that plan. Not put you on the Healthy Utah plan, but put you on your employer's plan.
Another major difference between Healthy Utah and regular Medicaid expansion is a shift from public health insurance coverage to private insurance. Patton says the Obama administration deemed that idea permissible as well. With an agreement reached in principle, as Patton says, the next step for Healthy Utah is earning the favor of the Utah legislature. With several curious state lawmakers in attendance on Friday, Dr. Patton says he hopes to find champions for the plan.
I would say at this point, we would like to have all the legislature champion it, and especially have leadership help us to do that. I wouldn't say that we're at a point now where we have gone out to the legislature and asked individuals to help us champion. There are many in the legislature already who are already going out and saying, this is a great idea, I like this better than anything else I've seen. And we will support you on it. But we haven't really designated or asked for a sponsor, you know, like that or something yet. That will happen.
Patton and Governor Herbert will have a couple months to find legislative support for Healthy Utah. Senate Majority Leader Ralph Okerlund has said that he doesn't expect discussion on Medicaid expansion to resume until the next legislative session begins in late January. By that time, it will have been over a year since Governor Herbert declined to implement federal Medicaid expansion, leaving over 100,000 low-income Utahns waiting for a Utah solution. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.